You ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds we can get an intern to come close the door, which is left wide open here?
That's on me.
Which means we'll hear everybody that says anything.
That's on me.
Oh, well. Here's a good one for you. How many years removed from the Rockets' last championship do we have to be before we stop referring to Houston as Clutch City?
It should already have happened.
Yeah. Anybody that's still doing that, sorry. It's not really a Clutch City. It never has been. It was for one basketball series.
Yeah. And if you want to call those teams Clutch City, that's okay. But yeah. The whole city isn't Clutch City. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, it is.
Like, look at the history of Bagwell and Biggio. That should have erased any Clutch City talk.
Well, and the Rockets have had a few since then.
Yeah.
But
maybe had they finished off that series against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Maybe then they could have cranked back up.
There's absolutely nothing. There's nothing that makes us Clutch City. It's just it's one of those things that... It's one of those names that's just kind of stuck. 713, as I'm at Specs now, what's your go-to Kentucky bourbon to sip on? I would get, frankly, I would get Widmeyer's and give me some Texas bourbon. But
I have lately transitioned more from bourbon to rye whiskey.
I kind of have, too.
It's a little less sweet. It's, I don't know.
That bullet rye is pretty good. I was telling you about that.
Yep.
And, as far as I still like Maker's Mark, if you're going to go Kentucky. And that bullet makes a pretty good bourbon as well.
I'm good with just some old wild turkey myself.
That'll get you there in a hurry.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You know what? You're going to need that number because I'm going to give something away. I'm going to cheer the people up, AJ. The people seem pretty cheery today. How about a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park? To join me in the special ESPN section, you're going to enjoy a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. This Saturday, February 18th, from 6 until 8, we've got the handicapping contest, races 3 through 8. The winner of that gets 4 finish line box seats for the March 3rd Camel and Ostrich Night. And just so you know, not even close on spelling ostrich right. The fun never ends. The Sam Houston Race Park will take caller number 20. Actually, it's spelled the way you would say ostrich if you were drunk. Ostrich.
Ostrich.
Yeah. I knew we weren't going to be close on that one.
When I'm drunk, I always refer to ostriches as flamingos. So,
like really tall ones that aren't pink?
Yeah. Just the gray flamingos.
713-780-3776. Somebody says, that's the point. Only the Rockets earn Clutch City, just how Portland is Rip City. Okay. Mm. You want to believe your fancy little slogan, go right ahead. If that makes you happy. Somebody says, 51 and born in Houston, so I've seen many sports disappointments. Only reason Rockets won is MJ thought he could play baseball. That is still one of the most awful takes in sports.
Let me say, I disagree with that.
Year one, yes. He wasn't there. Year two, he was, and there's no getting around that. They went out, and because they didn't win that year, they went out and got Dennis Rodman because they didn't have Horace Grant on that team. That was the difference. But, you know, I love that take because it's one of those really dumb takes that started nationally. And it's just completely inaccurate. People just forget he came back and played. And he was well-rested when he came back. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if I want to try any more calls, especially. Nick wants to know, what are some good alcohol-tasting places in town where I can expand my tastes?
I mean, I guess for liquor, I always tell people I don't go there very often. A, because it's basically downtown and it's not a part of town that I spend a whole lot of time in. But Mongoose versus Cobra, they have a bunch of good booze, a really good beer selection, and they make like those craft cocktails.
Yeah,
I mean that's maybe a good place to go try some new stuff.
Chupacabra is really good for that. That's okay. It's a relatively new place, and I've especially when Scott's a bartender there, he's got all kinds of cool stuff that he makes. That dude makes up like the best margarita I think I've ever had. But he does a lot of other cool things. And that place by me has some really good ones, but I'm not sure I want to tell the people about that one because that's kind of my go-to place now. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. But convenient argument for Houston homers. Bulls would have crushed Rockets if Jordan never left. Again, that's just a dumb, uneducated take. And I'm going to continue to call you dumb and uneducated when you say that. Because the first year, yes. But what's your excuse the second year? He didn't play all year? No, he was rested. They ran into a team that was damn good in Orlando.
They got beat by Orlando, and it wasn't even a close series, really. Yeah.
So quit the rusty Jordan argument. It's not even valid. The guy scored 55 points against the Knicks when he got back. Oh, yeah, he was rusty. Go look at his career numbers from that year, or his numbers from that year are right on par with everything he did in his career. And he was rested. So the whole rust thing, that's just dumb. So you guys want to make that argument? Argue all you want about 94, and I'll probably agree with you. But the second one, you're just being dumb. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Are there casinos in Nashville? Going there in a couple of weeks?
Not when I was there.
Nah,
I don't think so.
It's been a long time since I've been there, but they didn't have any. What are the odds Brock Osweiler dresses up in his Woody outfit for the rodeo cook-off? That dude needs to be – that HEB commercial is going to define his career.
Yeah.
The gay cowboy outfit.
Yep. I don't know if it's a gay cowboy outfit, but it was definitely a cowboy outfit.
But now guys are trying to make the other argument. Like Chance says, Jordan has said in interviews the Bulls couldn't stop Hakeem. Rockets were 10-1 against him for a six-year span. That's just as bad of an argument the other way.
Right.
It just – You know what? Why do people care? Why don't you go and polish off your championship t-shirts and be happy with it?
The Rockets, they beat the three best teams in the Western Conference. They beat the 1, 2, and 3 seed in the Western Conference that year, and they beat the 1 seed in the East. I'm no Rockets homer, but that 95 playoff run was something special, and Michael Jordan played in those playoffs. If you remember when the Magic played the Bulls, that's when Nick Anderson got that steal off MJ down at the end of the game and said he's wearing 4-5 because he's playing like he's 45.
Yeah.
So maybe Michael Jordan just wasn't the same guy then. He wasn't back to being what he was. But to me, Michael Jordan was there. If Michael Jordan was the reason why the Rockets won, then Michael Jordan would have been in the finals. He couldn't get out of the second round that year.
Well, and the big difference was they were lacking Horace Grant off that team.
Well, and Shaq was dominant,
and who happened to be a great fit with Shaq and that crew. And if that team had held together, they would have won some titles.
And not only that, Horace Grant was on the other side.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah, he was on the other side, and that's what they were missing, frankly. And when he went out and got. That's when they went out and got Dennis Rodman the next year.
And Tony Kukoc, I believe.
And three more titles. Yep. So
that team had one of the best point guards in the NBA as well, Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Shaq was just a monster in those playoffs, man. I mean, until the finals, and he got exposed. But I just remember him doing Rick Smith so dirty.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, I think it was a 30 for 30 about that Magic team. You remember that? Have you seen, or am I the only?
I think so.
I watched some sort of documentary on him. Maybe it was a 30 for 30. Maybe it was like on NBA TV or something. But there's a documentary about that Magic team. It's pretty interesting. Worth a watch.
Do you guys think Houston will draft an offensive lineman or try for a quarterback this year?
God, I hope they draft an offensive lineman.
I hope they do.
They probably won't. I hope they do.
Yeah, I think with their first two picks, I'd like to see offensive lineman, and I'd like to see another guy in the secondary because they're not going to
lose
those
one
guys.
Of those guys. Yeah, if you remember last year, I said Texans should draft an offensive lineman, and everybody wanted Will Fuller. And you got Will Fuller. And then for about 2 or 3 weeks, people talked trash to me about saying Will Fuller wasn't worth the investment.
Oh, but he was so good in the preseason, AJ.
Right, and for like the first 3 weeks of the regular season, and then he ghosted. And no one said anything after that. They were suddenly quiet.
I wanted another defensive tackle because there weren't any offensive linemen I wanted at that stage of the draft that you couldn't get later. And they did address offensive line with Nick Martin. It just didn't work out. He got hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that helps for next year, but I don't know if he can play. We'll find. I think he can play, but I thought Xavier Seufilo could play too. So what do I know?
Well, everyone keeps telling me he's getting better, but everyone except my eyeballs tell me that he's keep getting better. But what do I know? I'm not an NFL scout.
Back to that 95 finals. You know how Akeem pretty much dominated that series?
Right.
Shaq averaged 28 and 12.5.
Yeah. Shaq was great.
He was great, but Hakeem averaged 32.8 points per game.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
Sometimes it works out that way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll never take anything away from that.
No, but if you want to say that about year one, I got no problem. But the big issue was the only reason people say that is because the Bulls didn't get there the second year, so the Rockets couldn't beat them so that you could say that.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's now 24 locations in the Houston metro area. You can visit RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest one. These guys are serving the best. Only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins, marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered, cooked to order. They don't start cooking them until you walk in the door. And their tailgate's perfect for any event. You got a party you're throwing. Call Raising Cane's. They'll do 25 to 100 fingers. They'll do more if you need, and they'll be ready minutes after you order. You don't have to order 3 days in advance. It come with the fries, the sauce, all the sides that they've got. That toast is so good. Guys, this is top quality stuff. And right now, more incentive if you needed it to go into Raising Cane's. 1 in 3 wins Raising Cane's food instantly during the Peel the Love game. The odds pretty good. And you could win $100,000 playing that game. Just collect C-A-N-E-S, and you got $100,000. It's a great deal. Guys, if you haven't been out to Raising Cane's, now's a great time to do it. If you have, you know that you're thinking about going back. 24 locations. Go to RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest one to you. Raising Cane's, one love.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we have a very special guest. The man who keeps us on the air, who hasn't fired us, which is a good sign. The CEO of Gal Media, David Gal, joins us. Although he just said he was on a better show, so I don't know how to take that.
Well, I will note this is only the second time I've been invited to be on your show. I'm not sure what has taken so long, why I'm so infrequently
a part of
the show.
I don't like having you here, honestly.
I know it's becoming apparent to me.
Yeah, I made that clear today. Fred told me you were going to be on it. I don't like that. I don't like it's a
at least AJ's honest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I don't like having management around when we do our show. If someone's going to like say, "What the hell are these guys doing on the air?" I want it to be after the show.
Sure.
So that way we can feel free to knucklehead around for these 3 hours, and then if we do something stupid, I feel like 7:05 is the appropriate time to address it.
Well, see what's coming out of this, Fred, is that the only other time I was on The Blitz was at Radio Row last week. And right. I might know we went off the air.
Right.
Yes.
Hoffman pulled the plug on me, didn't he?
No, that's that guy in there.
I was on the air, and the plug got pulled.
No. Actually, that wasn't even Jong. That was somebody who worked for SB Nation, right?
No, I think some like the power or something went out.
I think he got fired by you.
No, if I had my druthers, he would have. But that guy, I think he's still wandering around here. I don't know.
I can just say I never want to work for AJ Hoffman.
No, you don't. Okay. Don't worry. You never will. You never will. Don't worry.
As long as we have the ground rules set.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Don't lose any sleep over that.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we did want to have you on to talk about the big purchase that just got completed is Gal Media has acquired Culture Map, which is a very different avenue for us. So what was the thinking behind that?
Well, yeah, we're excited. CultureMap.com is a really vibrant, rapidly growing website. It's been around for about 8 years, and the team there has really developed a strong brand and a loyal following. So for Gal Media, it's a great chance to pick up a leading digital property. Culture Map as a brand, it's one brand, but five localized sites. There's Culture Map Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth. So we pick up five localized sites with a large following and a great brand.
And so what do you plan on doing with this as far as because we talked about a sports element to it, and that's what our listeners are going to be interested in. What are your plans for that?
Well, one of the things that we've really seen is that there's a great intersection between sports and culture. So the Blitz sometimes talks about culture. And on yes. Culture Map, occasionally, they are diving into sports. In fact, of course, the Super Bowl was the poster child of this example. It was a window when culture and sports collided. That will be there will be many other opportunities where we can introduce sports into the landscape of Culture Map.
Okay. So this kind of gives – how big does this make the company now in terms of the reach? Because this is, a totally different thing than what we're used to doing.
Well, it does several things for us. One, it sort of transforms us from a sports radio business to a multi-platform media company. It gives us a really strong digital presence. Our listenership in radio is primarily male. Culture Map is primarily female. And when you now tally up all of the people we reach across all of our platforms, we're reaching over 8 million people across the state of Texas. And our assets span locally. We have local radio stations heard in Houston. Regionally, Texas is the state for Culture Map today. And we have a number of SB Nation affiliates across the state of Texas. And then nationally, with our SB Nation radio network, we reach over 500 stations across the country. So we can offer advertisers more demographic diversity, more geographic diversity, and more of a multi-platform approach.
I guess what I'm hearing is you bought this so we'd have more women.
Well, it was AJ who made me do it.
Yeah, that's right. Need more of those around. They can never get enough.
Unfortunately,
too many dudes around here.
Well, your female listenership has been lagging, so we bought the company Culture Map just to find more women.
There you go. Good idea.
And actually, we think there's great chances on Culture Map to promote all of our properties, our radio properties. And, of course, there'll be opportunities to talk culture and bring in some experts from Culture Map to talk on radio.
And hopefully this will get more female listeners for us, so that'll make you happy. That's
well, it'll be a great step for us. If you've not been to culturemap.com, Culture Map is, well, it's the leading digital provider of lifestyle content. So if you want to check out what restaurants are opening, what the big events are around town, Culture Map is the place to go.
And we are going to add a sports element to it. We've talked about that, so it'll, for those of you who like sports and culture, we're going to have you covered.
What if you don't like sports or culture? That's a tough one.
It is.
We need to come up with a new website for those kind of people.
Loser.com?
Losermap.com.
Maybe so.
I like it. For people who have no life of any kind.
Like me.
Yeah, but you like culture.
What kind of culture?
Well,
subculture.
Right. Maybe
That's a culture.
Maybe we need to make a subculture map.
Yeah, that's the next
step.
That's
actually a good idea.
We'll
now
put
that,
your
good
picture
call,
on
Fred.
There and get some online contributions from AJ.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do any more contributing than I already do. I contribute enough around here, David, as you know. I don't want to over-contribute. I don't want it to be too much about me.
I always see you're overtaxed, over-promoted.
Right.
We don't want to expose you too much.
I want other people to have a time to shine.
I understand.
That's what I want for everyone.
He's very gracious that way,
of course.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He just wants to do less work.
Right. Okay. I'm glad that this – I thought that you were coming in here to discuss a new contract for me. I'm glad that's not the case because I don't want it to be public. I'd much rather it be
like Fred's
contract was very publicized.
Oh my gosh.
I don't need that.
I got flooded with tweets and texts. What were you thinking?
What have you done?
What were you thinking?
How long are we stuck with this?
Hoffman can only carry him so long.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you signed the checks.
We got him though. He's locked up. Yeah, thank goodness.
No, that's why you want me to do more work now.
That's right. No, we're going to be enlisting Fred to help us with some sports content on Culture Map. I'm only hinting at that at the moment. We've got some big plans in the sports domain with our online properties and with the help of Culture Map. So that's a tease. More to come. And if you'll let me come back to the Blitz someday.
Someday.
I'll come back and we can talk about our big plans for sports online. How about that, Fred?
That sounds good.
Is Chris Baldwin still at Culture Map, or is he gone?
He is no longer there. Oh, I've never actually met him. I have heard the name.
He's the dumbest guy.
Well, I don't know.
He's the dumbest guy. Like I thought that the dumbest guy like in sports around here was Barry Warner. Turns out that's not true. Chris Baldwin's dumber than Barry Warner. It's worse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's horrible. I can't have him.
I better not say anything on that topic.
Well, he was kind of a world-class troll. He would write stuff.
I think he was trying to get me stirred up.
Yeah, almost everything was written just to irritate AJ.
Directly at me.
But that's not hard to do, is it?
Not really.
Job was too easy.
I do it all the time.
Maybe. He's moved on. I don't know where he is now, but I have. So I've only heard his name.
Don't tell me, because I'll go look it up, and he'll just piss me off further. I don't need
He's probably making multi-million-dollar contracts, living
probably
large.
So.
He's hit it big.
Probably so.
Yeah, that or he's dead. You never know.
It could be.
Could be.
One or the other.
All right. Well, that is the boss, David Gao, CEO of Gao Media, which now includes Culture Map. So I'm looking forward to seeing what all we do with this. And obviously, we'll be talking a lot more about it here in the next couple months as we roll out some more stuff.
Right.
Do you need me to be a food critic for Culture Map?
Well,
I'm up for it.
Culture Map's the authority on food. If you've not been to culturemap.com, you will find out a great deal about food.
Can you fire whoever the food critic is now and give me that job?
No, that wasn't the grand plan, but there may be a place for you in food.
Okay.
What do you know about food?
I know a lot.
What kind of food?
Look at this body.
You do eat well, don't you?
I like barbecue and Mexican food. That's sort of my wheelhouse.
Specialty.
That's my wheelhouse, yeah. But I like all kinds. Oh, and chicken wings. Mm. I'm big on chicken wings.
Well, the Pinkerton's barbecue the
other
night.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Killing all that barbecue at the Big Texas party.
We had most of the best barbecue in the city at that thing.
It was amazing.
That was an
all-star cast.
Indeed. And it was nice. You could just walk up. I told Fred, I normally drive an hour and wait an hour in line to eat that beef rib from Killen's. And I showed up and Ronnie Killen cut one right off and handed it to me.
Well, I was a little curious. I showed up about an hour into the party, and it was already gone.
That was me.
You got it.
That was me. Those things are gigantic. I ate two of them.
Yeah.
I didn't care about what anyone else got. I was very selfish that night.
No, we ate well that night.
We did.
Yeah, that was a good party. Maybe we'll have to do some more of these, like once a year.
Well, Culture Map throws a number of parties. They also, each year they throw Tastemakers Houston, where they gather the best restaurants in the city, give them awards and a chance for people to come in, buy tickets, and try a whole swath of great elite restaurants in the city.
I feel like I should be there.
And you should be there. We might even do a live – how about a remote broadcast on site?
Great idea.
We'll be at Tastemakers. It's coming up in April. Let's do it on site there.
Maybe whoever does the food writing now
– yes.
Can do my job here, and we'll just flip-flop. I'll do the food, and they'll do the Blitz.
I'm going to say no to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to veto that. Sorry.
It could work. You don't even know who it is, Fred.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't work.
It could be someone who's really good at this job.
Well, he's really good at his current job. He's Eric Sandler, and he's
how committed are we to him?
We're very committed to Eric, and we're very committed to the whole team at Culture Map.
All right.
So don't bring that machine gun in anymore.
All right. Just saying. I've got some dirt on Eric. I could probably, at least I could scrounge some up if I need to.
Yeah, we'll talk.
What's his last name again?
Sandler.
Okay, we'll
I'm
talk.
Do some research on this.
We'll
guy.
Talk when he's not around. We can. Yeah. We
there's
can some. Work this
there's
out.
Something in his background that there's you're not going to like.
There's something in all our backgrounds.
Yeah, accidents happen every day in this city. You have to drive in Houston. Accidents are going to happen. So
it is a good gig. I think he eats well.
I bet he does. Is he fat?
No, he's a fit, handsome.
I already hate him.
Good guy.
I already hate him. I don't like that he works for the same company as us.
Yeah, we had too many handsome guys around here. We're not. I need to be in the top 15 somehow.
Oh,
so
Lord.
We've got to hire uglier people.
That means I'm getting fired.
Well, here's something that will, lift your spirits.
Okay.
Okay. Culture Map has about 25 employees.
Okay.
23 of them are female.
How but the one are- guy that's got the job I want is a dude.
I know. I apologize. Actually, well, there are many other women there that you'll love meeting. They are an attractive group. They're very good at their jobs. I've just got to keep you away from them.
But are they going to keep a separate office?
No, we hope to co-locate soon. We'll have a move in, but they've got a lease, so we've got to figure out how we can get connected.
Well, when we combine, let's have a Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah,
We'll mingle.
Sounds like a plan to me.
There'll be some mingling.
Yeah.
We'll raise their culture a little.
There you go.
I might have to have a HR give a little talk to everybody before that mingle. Is that
specifically
okay?
Jong.
Especially Jong.
Yeah, Jong is engaged now, though, so maybe his sexual appetite has waned, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah, he's a sexual dynamo.
Yeah, you know how Laura's would deal with us. She'd basically just look at us and laugh.
Laura Beavers is perhaps the kindest, most benign HR rep you could ever have.
She's the greatest.
Trust me, I've dealt with a lot.
She's not a heavyweight.
Easily the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the greatest, and she has to deal with me on a lot of crap.
She's never threatened me, even though I've probably deserved to be threatened multiple times. Yeah. She never does it. That's what I appreciate. She's probably just keeping a secret tally of reasons to fire AJ. They're mounting, I'm sure.
I've seen the file. So far, you're still leading me by three.
Okay.
I really need to pick it up.
Well, good.
So, all right. Want to thank the boss for coming in. Good stuff. And we will have you on again. AJ will invite you the next time.
Really?
Yeah. Probably not.
Miracles do happen.
Probably not, but maybe.
All right. Great to be with you guys.
Maybe we'll invite you before the wine mixer.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan.
Prime the pump.
That's right.
All right. Okay, guys, I got to tell you about the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, which is the quintessential Houston event. And if you've never been, this is the year you need to go because they make it affordable. There's all kinds of cool things. It's not just the rodeo. It's not just the concerts, but it's the food. It's the carnival. And it is the one event where you can take the kids and have a great time. You can do date night and have a great time. And tickets are on sale starting as low as $18. You can get them for $10 on Value Wednesdays. All you have to do is go to RodeoHouston.com or AXS.com/RodeoHouston. And some of your country favorites, the Florida Georgia Line, Chris Young, Dierks Bentley, the Zac Brown Band. If you want to see somebody who's making their first appearance here, Blink-182, Fifth Harmony, the Chainsmokers, all kinds of bands. And they've got Black Heritage Day with Friday, March 10th, Alicia Keys, Go Tejano Day, Sunday, March 19th, featuring Banda El Recodo. And all of these times are great to go. But, the best part about it is you get rodeo, you get music, and you get the carnival and all the other stuff. Make plans now to see your favorite superstars in concert, along with Championship Rodeo Competition, the world's largest livestock show, premier horse shows, fun of the carnival, unique food, shopping, activities for the kids, new educational exhibits, so much more. Just go to RodeoHouston.com for more information.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tune into the best soccer talk with Uncle Glenn Davis for Soccer Matters tonight at 7. You won't want to miss that. All right, so short segment here because we went long with the boss. So a couple of we'll save Jim of the Day for the next one. Dancing.
You think this Culture Map thing can score me Metallica tickets?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they've got some contacts there.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping this like gets us into some like cool parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they can do that, we can start getting Metallica tickets. It'll be a good deal. Now, and a lot of people asking about contributing and things like that. We're still very much in the planning phases for what we're going to do with it, but there will be, you know, we'll let you guys know what kind of things we're going to add and stuff. And, but there's some meetings coming on all that, and it'll be, but as far as this, there will be a sports element. And that's really all I can talk about right now. But, Dan tweeted out a "That's what I do. I drink and I know things" hoodie. I actually have that T-shirt with Tyrion's face on it that I bought from Barstool Sports. And Josh also said, "Mr. Gal seems like a good owner. Am I right?" I got no complaints. Everything's blown up for me since he bought us and AJ as well and put us in this time slot and it's allowed me to start the audiobook business and all kinds of stuff. So I had not a single complaint in the world. So I don't know. I guess we don't have time for a gym of the day. We talked too much last time.
You can do a next segment.
So 409 says a boss is a natural. He blended in with the show. Oh yeah. He fit right in. So 832 said, you kept saying the boss thought y'all were having Bruce Springsteen on.
No, he never comes on.
No. And I don't like Bruce Springsteen. I guess I'd interview him if he'd do it, but I'm not really a fan.
I'm trying to think if I consider like the way I describe my fanhood is like, would I pay to go see him? And with Bruce, probably not.
Yeah, although at this stage, I'm not sure how many people I would actually pay to go see. That list has gotten pretty short.
Metallica.
I've seen him 3 times. It's kind of like
I have two. I don't care.
Yeah,
I see him again.
I mean, they do put on a. In my opinion, one of the best live shows of anybody. I would have paid to go see Willie one more time.
Oh, I've seen him a few times.
And, yeah, I've seen a bunch too, but one more time because I don't think he's going to be around much longer. He should have been in somebody's Deadpool.
Yeah.
I can't think of a bunch. But I would know it when it happened.
I'm bummed out that I didn't get to see Merle.
Yeah.
I had tickets, and he died while I had tickets. That's the worst.
Is it weird that I kind of want to see some of these old country dudes one last time?
No.
Okay.
But you're running out of those old country dudes.
Yeah, well, I'm not a big country guy anyway, but like Waylon Jennings I'd like to see one more time. I don't even know if he's still playing.
I think Waylon Jennings is dead.
No, he's not. Don't say that.
Waylon Jennings died a long ass time ago.
When did he die?
I don't know. Like when I was in the Army, I think.
No.
I'm telling you.
You're thinking of somebody else.
No, I'm not. Waylon Jennings is long
dead. Oh, he was an American singer. Okay, so I'm not going to get to see him.
2002, he died.
Jeez, yeah, he did die. Waylon Jennings died a long time
ago. That was that stretch where I wasn't really paying attention to anything music-related.
But, like, Waylon Jennings I would have loved to see. I would have loved to see Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that would have been
badass. But, yeah.
Buddy Holly, but he didn't live long enough.
Old people die, man. That's the way it goes.
I'm really depressed now.
He died like 15 years ago.
I know, but I didn't know that. That makes it worse.
In fact, he died like 15 years and 3 days ago. 2 days ago.
Which, you know what? He's probably on the death list. He should be on the death list.
Is he in death, John?
I don't remember putting that on there.
Shame ball.
Well, your list sucks. I saw his kid a little while ago, Shooter Jennings.
Yeah?
He's pretty good.
God, I'm trying to think who's left then that I'd want to see. Probably just Willie. Everybody else is dead.
Leon Russell just died. We're losing the good ones, man.
Is David Allan Coe still alive?
Oh, yeah. Miraculously.
Wouldn't mind seeing David Allan Coe one more time.
Yeah, I don't know how he's alive, but he's still kicking.
No, it's probably because he eats Blue Apron. Because
I don't think he eats Blue Apron. I'm not going to lie.
Well, he should because the ingredients are fantastic and the meals are fantastic. You get them for less than $10 per meal. They deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. There's a variety of new recipes each week, and it's all based on your preferences. And they've got several delivery options, so you can choose what fits your needs. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients. It's so easy, even I was able to do it. It can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and they've got a freshness guarantee. Every ingredient will arrive ready to cook, or they'll make it right.
Yeah, guys, they're guaranteed fresh. The meals come with these easy to follow recipe cards. And the great thing is If you like the recipe, you've got the card, so you can make it yourself going forward. Check out this week's menu. Get the first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels. You're going to love how good it tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, got to tell you about Harry's. You want something convenient. You want something affordable. You want something that's going to do a great job for you. And you want it delivered directly to you? Well, that's Harry's. They're going to take care of you. And for decades, the big razor companies, they just increase prices all the time. They reap immense profits at your expense. You have to go to the store to get them to unlock these things half the time. Well, that's not what happens with Harry's. Harry's bought their own factory. They take less profit, sell directly to you over the internet, so they can offer their blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay anywhere else. And we got a great deal for you. It's going to be even cheaper than that. They have a great free trial set. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you this set for free. You just cover the shipping. It's a Truman Set ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel. Travel blade cover and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this is only available to the Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping to get your free trial set. That includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com. BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.